Chapter 2. A Journey. It's Saturday morning, and Julie and Neil are at the check-in desk at Heathrow Airport. They are waiting for their plane. They have a trolley to carry their backpacks with all the necessary clothes and equipment, plus a new tent, mosquito nets, and sleeping bags. Julie's parents are there too. They are a bit worried about the children's trip. Africa is very far from home, and the camp is in a very remote area. "We've got a present for you, Julie," says her father, giving her a small package. Julie opens it. Inside is a mobile phone.
"Thanks, Mum and Dad. It's fantastic!"
exclaims Julie. "Now you can call us every day, even from the middle of the savannah," says her dad.
"And please call home regularly. I want to know that you are safe, dear,"
adds her mum.
"It's a great present, Mum. Thanks very much. Please don't worry about me. Everything is going to be all right. Neil's dad is going to meet us in Kampala with a Land Rover and take us directly to the camp."
"Yes, Mrs. Goodwin. My father knows the country very well, and he's got a lot of friends there. It's not dangerous,"
adds Neil. Julie's mum smiles, but she's not convinced. She hugs her daughter.
"Do you think that we've got everything, Neil?"
asks Julie.
"I've got the medical things in my backpack, and the maps, torch and compass are in yours,"
replies Neil.
"Have you got your ticket and passport, Julie?"
"Here they are," says Mr. Goodwin. "Now, give them to the assistant there, put your bags here, and collect your boarding cards. Your flight leaves from gate 15 in an hour. We have time for a drink before you go. Would you like a drink, Julie?"
"Oh, yes, please, Dad. And some chocolate cake, too."
"Make the most of it, Julie,"
laughs Neil.
"There aren't any chocolate cakes or milkshakes where we're going."
It's 2 o'clock, and the two friends are on board the Air Ethiopia 747, flying over the African continent. They look out of the window at the extraordinary landscape below them, while the plane flies south. Julie is surprised that the country is green.
"Ethiopia isn't all dry and dusty,"
she thinks. The white clouds open and reveal a region of high plains, rivers and mountains. The sky is very blue. The land is 100 different colours of green. Neil has the map and they study it, trying to understand where they are now.
"I think that we're here, Julie, over the high plains of Ethiopia,"
Neil indicates.
"Yes, you're right,"
says the hostess, arriving with their lunch.
"We have a stopover in Addis Ababa before we arrive in Kampala. Those mountains that you can see there are the Choke Mountains. This part of Ethiopia is very fertile, different from the north, near Sudan. There, a lot of the land is desert."
The children sit in Addis Ababa Airport, watching the people around them. They see tall, elegant Ethiopian women in white clothes and colourful necklaces, carrying their babies in their arms. They see children who are selling tropical fruit. They see soldiers in green uniforms, businessmen in grey suits, pilgrims in long striped robes. Everything is strange and exotic, completely different from England and home. Neil and Julie are fascinated.